Lynn Payne is the garden guru from Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses. Lynn, what should we be doing in the garden this weekend?
Well, there's always lots of work to do in the garden, but recently we've been having customers come in that they're telling us that the weeds are sprouting. And yes, even though we're in a drought and we haven't gotten much rain yet, weeds are growing, albeit slower than normal. But as long as the seed is germinated and you have weeds in your yard, we've got lots of different herbicides or weed killers that you can spray on them to take care of them. Now, there's the conventional herbicides. Some of them are selective and some are non-selective. And what that means is there is an herbicide that you could spray on your lawn, for instance, that would kill your dandelions, but it won't kill your grass. So that's a quick and easy way to have a weed-free lawn. And then there's non-selective herbicides that will kill anything that you spray it on. And we've got conventional and natural and organic types of that. For instance, we sell an enhanced vinegar, which also contains citrus oil, and I believe it contains molasses to help stick it onto the leaves of the plant. Or we've got another weed killer that is all citrus oil, and the oil just burns the leaves of the plants. And that's also a non-selective, so you've got to be careful what you spray it on.
So how would I apply a weed killer?
Well, there's several different ways. Of course, we do sell some weed killers that come pre-mixed, and all you have to do is spray them on. Then others are a concentrate that you have to mix with water. And there's different ways to do that. At my house, I like to use a pump-up sprayer. It's a 2-gallon pump-up sprayer. I put the weed killer in it, and I also use a little spreader sticker in the mix, and that helps adhere the weed killer to the leaves of the weeds. Then you just walk around your yard spraying those weeds that you want to get rid of. If you've got a large area that you want to spray, like your lawn, for instance, if you've got a lot of dandelions or other broadleaf weeds in it, you can use what's called a hose-on sprayer. It's a sprayer that is attached to the hose, the garden hose, and it has a jar on it that holds about a quart of herbicide. And then as it siphons that and mixes with the water that's coming through the hose, and you can just kind of back up as you're spraying the lawn, and that way you can cover a larger area much quicker. Always remember, too, to spray your weeds before they go to seed. Because if you wait too late in the season and the seed is already dropped, you're just going to have the same problem again next year.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other is at 715 St. Michael's Drive.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.